From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, more Idaho Matters right now. Okay, Netflix subscribers, you need to listen up because there are changes afoot. There's also a big controversy going on over Oscar nominations. And Harrison Ford, well, he's one busy guy. So it is time to talk to our resident movie critic, George Prentice, to get all the details. George, it's always so good to have you here.
Hi, Gemma. You keeping warm?
I'm trying to.
Wow.
I mean, come on.
Really?
I realize it's February,
yeah,
but come on.
Really? Well, let's warm folks
up. So cold. Okay. So speaking of cold, but you can cozy up because there's a big movie night coming up in Sun Valley.
I am very, very excited about this. It is a Sunday, February 19th. Now, the first thing that folks are going to think is, oh, well, that's a Sunday. Well, it's a holiday weekend. So don't let that bother you. It is Sunday, February 19th, and it's a little earlier in the evening. We're going to start things off at 5:30 at the Argyros Theater in Ketchum. So we're going to have movie night in Sun Valley. Now, folks ask, what is that? Well, this is going to be the party of all parties if you love movies. We are going to have exclusive content. We're going to have live interviews, live performances, lots of games, lots of surprises. It will be the party that you always wanted to go to but didn't think existed. So we're going to put this together. It's Boise State Public Radio, and this time we're partnering with the Sun Valley Film Festival. And they said, well, why don't we put it in the Argyros? And I'm thinking, hold it, the Argyros Theater? Like, yeah. Well, so far the response has been phenomenal. So folks, make a day of it. Drive to Sun Valley for the day. Make a day trip. Maybe you're there for the weekend along with a lot of other people to ski. But I promise you, this is going to be something you will not soon forget. February 19th, all information on our website. You can also find information at the film festival and on the Argyros website as well. Sunday, February 19th.
I love it. Okay, so some important news if you have a subscription to Netflix. So what's going on here, George?
Well, this is it. They have lowered the boom, and we've talked about this now for a couple of years. It is now official. The streaming platform is now landlocked. You cannot really stream on the go. It is estimated that over 100 million users around the world share their Netflix passes. So if you go on the Netflix Help Center now, they've got a page detailing the permitted ways an account can be shared, which is to say, only in one household. If you're traveling, no. Have two homes, no. All devices must be associated with one singular primary location that requires a Wi-Fi connection and login every 31 days. Netflix is now prompting any user who signs into that account elsewhere to register for their own or a second account instead, and it will block access until they do. And the only way to add more devices to your base plan, guess what? Pay more. So the basic with ads feature, which allows only one home device, that's $6.99 a month. It jumps to a standard subscription of $15.49 a month for two devices, in other words, two locations, and then premium with a $19.99 month rate for four devices. So they've talked about this for a while. They have figured out how to do this with IP addresses. Everyone is watching this. It is now official. Good luck. You won't be able to share Netflix passwords.
This is so bizarre, George.
Wow.
I mean, truly, in the sense that it's like, okay, if you are traveling, like let's say you go to a hotel, right? You're on vacation.
Right.
I'm supposed to go and get another subscription to Netflix.
Do you know what the Help Center says about that? They say, you know, if you're traveling, they say, well, go to your hotel and see if they have a password you can use.
Oh, okay.
And I'm thinking, I've never heard of that, number one. And number two, are you seriously thinking that hotel chains or condo owners or Airbnb, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's absolutely not going to happen.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's like, I mean, I think I've told you about this before, like with Hulu, with that whole bundle, Disney, Hulu, ESPN.
Yeah.
You know, they give you like four logins a year. And I can't tell you how many times I've been locked out of it, because if you go on vacation, you do have to sign in at a different location.
Yep.
But then I just, then I call them and I'm like, hi, it's me. Yep.
This is going to shake out somehow. Yeah. I think Hulu and everyone else is going to be watching. And my guess is this is the new normal, but good luck with this, Netflix. You're going to lose folks, but it's a great example of what they call a lost leader, right? We will lose customers, but we'll make more cash on the ones we have.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Well, they better keep getting really good content then.
Yep.
Because if they don't have the content, I mean, right? Like, if you don't have the content, then why would I keep my subscription?
It's a short answer. They're saying, well, you got to give us more money. What? You know, for my kids, as you know, when he goes to college, you know, and wants to use the password, you want me to, it's like, this is ridiculous. Anyway.
Well, anyway, okay. I could talk about it all day, but we'll move on to talk about another controversy.
Yeah.
And okay, this is over an Oscar nomination. I've read a little bit about this, but I have to tell you, George, I had never heard of the movie and I'm not familiar with the actor.
Well, I have, but I think I could count on my fingers and toes and not many more of the people who have seen this film. So Andrea Riseborough is a British actress. She's a fine actress. She is in a film that, well, let's just put it this way. Hardly anyone saw. I think it grossed something like $30,000. I don't even know how it's possible to gross $30,000. Is that, is that what, eight people for four showings? It's like, what? Anyway, the film is To Leslie. And when they, you know, listed her name in the best actress race and she's a nominee, people are saying, hold it, what? And you're not going to nominate Viola Davis for The Woman King and a lot of other women? Well, the scandal started when social media posts by stars like Gwyneth Paltrow and Kate Winslet started touting Riseborough's performance in this little micro-budget drama. And I guess that's okay. That's interesting. That's not unusual for people to say, oh, I really like this. But there have been also other posts where – other well-known people have said, don't nominate these other folks. And that's where it gets very slippery. So the Motion Picture Academy had an emergency meeting, believe it or not. They brought in their top board and they talked about this and they said, we'll let this one skate, but we're going to change the rules about, you know, what people can do as far as quote unquote campaigning. There were active campaigns in top celebrities in Hollywood hosted to push for Andrea Riseborough. Well, once upon a time, the Academy used to have a rule of, well, you know, at least your movie needs to be seen, right?
Right.
I will tell you this. A lot of people have asked, has this happened before? On nine occasions, nominations have been rescinded. Going all the way back, to the first Oscar ceremony, the Academy apparently thought Charlie Chaplin had too many nominations for a film called The Circus in 1928. So for no good reason, they revoked his individual nominations, which is to say directing, writing, and actor, and gave him an honorary award, which is totally ridiculous. In 2014, there was a song called Alone Yet Not Alone, nominated for Best Song. It was disqualified 2 weeks later. The Academy discovered that the composer had emailed members of the branch to make them aware of his submission. In other words, he was actively campaigning. And just a few years ago, there was a film called 13 Hours, an action drama that starred John Krasinski. It was called 13 Hours. It earned a single Oscar nomination for Best Achievement in Sound Mixing. But one day before the ceremony, the Academy announced they would rescind the nomination as a result of what they called telephone lobbying. So this is what's going on. Mm. I think the bottom line is there were really, really good performances that were ignored or taken advantage of. Hey, look, the process is the process. But indeed, if you're not supposed to be openly lobbying for this, you shouldn't be. But it is, I mean, you know, this isn't, we're not talking about world peace here, folks. But it is the Motion Picture Academy. And, I mean, wrong is wrong. I think a lot more people will check this film out. And I think you'll say, oh, well, that's pretty good. But I think we could say, oh, that's pretty good to about 50 performances every year. So is it one of the best? No.
Okay. Harrison Ford is 80 years old.
How is that possible?
Right? 80 years old. Just think about that.
Yeah.
Most people, when they're 80, you know, they might be in their twilight years. They might be, you know, retired, living the good life. I mean, Harrison Ford is definitely living the good life. Mm-hmm. But holy cow, George, he's busy.
He's busy, and his the projects that he's currently involved in are really, really good. And so I want to highly recommend folks to check out 1923. No doubt you've heard that this is the prequel to Yellowstone. By the way, mm-hmm. Yellowstone I gave up on after the first season, and we could talk all day about why most of these series should only last one season. But in 1923, Harrison Ford plays a cattle rancher, Jacob Dutton. It is on Paramount Plus, and here he is, and I think this is classic Harrison Ford. You can almost taste the coffee. You can almost smell the campfire. He's at a campfire scene with his sons deep into the Montana mountains with their cattle, and he's trying to warn them of how greed is their biggest enemy. Let's listen.
Someday you're going to run this place. And for your son to someday run it too, you got to understand what this ranch's greatest enemy is. It's not wolves or drought or blizzards or Texas fever. It's other men. Man will choose to take what you built rather than try and build it for himself. Every civilization in this world built on top of the one they conquered. You go to Rome or Jerusalem or Paris, France, and the city stacked on top of towns, stacked on top of villages. Let's get some sleep, boys. There ain't no telling what tomorrow is going to throw at us.
Classic, classic stuff, boy. You know, Harrison Ford in a Western, and you've probably heard Helen Mirren is his co-star. Check this out. At least the first season, I can highly recommend 1923. But now, here's Harrison Ford in a hilarious new comedy as well. And this one is on Apple Plus TV. It is called Shrinking. By the way, it does have a lot in common with Ted Lasso, I think. It's got that vibe. It's got that sweetness and yet, you know, kind of, you know, definitely tongue-in-cheek comedy. Its central star is Jason Segel of How I Met Your Mother. Mm-hmm. He plays Jimmy, who's a therapist who's been in a tailspin. He decides to start saying what he really thinks to his clients, which isn't great. But let's give a listen to some very direct advice.
Sorry, I don't know what's happening because I was talking and...
Grace, your husband is emotionally abusive. He's not working on it. He doesn't intend to. He's made you think it's all you deserve. It's not. Just leave him.
It's not that easy.
It is that easy. You don't have any kids. Just go to your sister's in Vancouver.
So Jimmy's mentor is Paul, played by Harrison Ford. And here's Paul, another analyst, trying to talk Jimmy off of that professional ledge.
Hey. Hey, kid. How you doing?
I'm normal, you know. It's a normal day. Normal day. Doing it normal style. Hey, you know what I was thinking, Paul?
What? What are you thinking?
You guys ever get so mad at your patients that all of a sudden you just want to shake them?
Well, we don't shake them.
No, I know. I know. I'm rooting for them. I am. I'm like, come on, you up person. You can change. And then they just never do.
Compassion fatigue. We all hit those walls.
Yeah.
You ask questions, you listen, you stay non-judgmental, and you don't make that face.
Don't you ever want to just make them do it?
Great idea. We just rob them of their autonomy, any chance they have to help themselves, right? And we become what? Psychological vigilantes?
Just don't make that face. So whether he's playing, you know, Jack Ryan in Patriot Games or Dr. Richard Kimball in The Fugitive, comedies like Working Girl, Han Solo, of course, and here comes Indiana Jones again this summer. Indiana Jones and The Dial of Destiny. Yes, Spielberg and Harrison Ford, everybody's on board. This one takes place in 1969 as Indiana tries to navigate the history. So quite simply, what they've done is they have aged Indiana Jones appropriately.
Oh.
So he is, you know, Harrison Ford was a certain age, right, when he, you know, in the first one in Raiders of the Lost Ark during World War II, and now he is that much older now in 1969. The trailer looks fabulous. It opens June 30th, and it looks like a lot of fun. But Harrison Ford, come on, you are getting it done.
I have to tell you, we've seen the first two episodes of Shrinking. I love it. It is so good.
It's really funny.
It's really good. All right, let's wrap things up, George, because you say there's a fun new series we should know about.
I love this. It is called, and it's really weird, but it's called Kunk on Earth. Kunk on Earth.
Kunk?
Kunk. Okay. And it really is a send-up of all those pretentious documentary series about science and the Earth. You know, when, you know, some scholar is, you know, walking through the ancient Rome, you know, lecturing us about what's important and what's not. Well, in Kunk on Earth, and it's a character, and her name is Philomena Kunk, and she is kind of full of herself. And through this series, she continues to interview true scholars, by the way, but they are unwitting scholars. For instance, there's this and by the way, she's a pure idiot. She has an interaction she has about the Renaissance with an artistic scholar at Oxford, and she's convinced that Renaissance is some kind of sauce. So let's listen.
Oh.
This is Florence. The Italians call it Firenze to try and stop tourists from finding it. But it's definitely Florence because we double-checked it on a British map. Florence might look like a pointless mess today, but in the 15th century, it was the epicentre of an unprecedented artistic and cultural phenomenon.
What was Renaissance? Was that a sort of 16th century ketchup?
Renaissance comes from the French. It's Renaissance, Renaissance. Naissance is birth, so it was seen as a rebirth.
So it's not a condiment at all?
No, not as far as I know.
Okay. What sauces did they use back then?
So this is an area of culinary history I'm not very familiar with, the history of sauces.
Oh, so you're not the sauce person?
I'm not predominantly a sauce person.
We're going to have to rethink this whole interview.
Oh, my.
So it's called Kunk on Earth. I think there's about a half dozen episodes on Netflix, about a half hour each. One of the funniest things I've seen in quite some time. Check out, it's called Kunk on Earth. I think it's absolutely hilarious, and who doesn't need a really good laugh?
No kidding. Well, as always, George, it is so good to have you here to get us updated on what to watch. So appreciate it.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with our very own resident movie critic, George Prentice, who will, of course, host Morning Edition, and George will be in Sun Valley for movie night on February 19th. You can get all that information on our website. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.